The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Now here's Caitlin.
All right, welcome to Off the Vine, where I drink wine, talk, and guess what else I do? I do ads, okay? You know why? Because girls gotta eat, that's why. I do appreciate your feedback going through Twitter. I do want feedback, constructive criticism. I'll take it. And but the only thing is, I mean, you guys are getting a free podcast, okay? It's free 99, and I'm gonna have to read a couple ads, okay? But I'm still new to podcasting. I'm figuring out what works, so back off, would you? No, I'm just kidding. But not really. Not really, seriously, back off. I'm trying to find to make this as enjoyable as possible for everyone, and I love all of my loyal listeners and people who will stick with me. So on that note, here's an ad, okay? Drink it in. Drink it in. Okay, now you guys know me. I have a sweet tooth, but really I do. You'd think I'd have all this wine laying around if I didn't. The biggest problem I've had with the sweets is getting something that isn't just sugar and ingredients I can't even pronounce. Everything sweet is terrible for you. Plain and simple. Trust me, I know I'm engaged to a personal trainer. But guess what? There is a chocolate bar out there that's delicious, but is actually really, truly good for you. Eating Evolved Chocolate is paleo, keto, and vegan friendly, organic certified, fair trade certified, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free, and made with organic coconut sugar instead of cane sugar, one of the only brands that does this. Because to them, chocolate is food and not candy. Eating Evolved also created the world's first coconut butter cup. They're basically like the adult version of a Reese's. Instead of sugary peanut butter, they use real organic coconut butter for the filling. Yum! And yes, Eating Evolved ships to Canada from their website. Talk about tasty, eh? I mean, there's no excuse not to try it, really. I worked with Eating Evolved to make my very own Bristow bar. Use coupon code VINE for a free Bristow bar with your purchase. It's really yummy caramel milk chocolate bar that I'm sure you're going to want to eat for the rest of your life. For your free Bristow bar, order at eatingevolved.com with coupon code VINE. So before I get to my lovely guests, plural, there are three of them, I'm just going to brag, okay? It's my podcast. I can brag, right? I know last week we talked to Sean B about how he forgot our anniversary and I was all upset and blah, blah, blah. But he totally redeemed himself. He took me to Disneyland. And by Disneyland, I mean Napa Valley, aka wine heaven. You guys, I have been in love with wine since a young age. This is why I feel like I'm supposed to be Italian. It wasn't that young of an age. It was 18. That was the legal drinking age for Alberta, where I grew up. But I feel like Italians just know what they're doing. Like, they feed their kids a little bit of wine with dinner so that they appreciate it. And you know what? They do it right because nobody binge drinks over there. They all just appreciate a nice glass of wine. And I know you all think, Caitlin, you don't drink wine to appreciate it. You drink it to get drunk, and so what? But I still appreciate a good glass of wine. Anyways, so we were back in Mexico last week, and I know what you're thinking too. Caitlin, you didn't Snapchat about that, so how do I know you're telling the truth? But you'll find out soon. Contractually, I probably can't say anything. But on that note, I just wanted to congratulate Carly and Evan. Yay! I feel like Carly and Evan's love gives us a run for our money. Like, they are so cute. It's ridiculous. I actually at one point looked at Evan and I looked at Sean and I was like, why don't you look at me like that? Anyways, I was all bummed out because we were flying back from Mexico the day before my birthday. So I kept joking to Sean being like, so we're staying an extra week for my birthday, right? Knowing we couldn't because we have a dog at home. Luckily, Sean's sister watches our dogs while we're gone. Our dogs, like, no, Caitlin, you have one. Our dog while we're gone. So we're very lucky because Sean, Megs, and Tucker Doodle used to all live together. So Tucker feels extremely comfortable with Megan. We're very lucky to have her as a dog sitter. But we headed to the airport in Mexico after a couple days there. We had a serious Mexican hangover, like way too many margaritas. Went up to the counter. They asked where we were going. I was like, oh, we're going to Nashville. And Sean goes, no, we're going to San Francisco. And I was like, that is a weird ass layover. And then Sean goes, well, technically it's Napa Valley, but we're landing in San Fran. Blah! I was like, okay, I did what any wine lover would do. And I cried happy tears. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I was super ecstatic. We honestly had the best time there. The I always want to say it's Andes, but I think it's Andaz Napa hosted us at their beautiful hotel. This is not an ad. Don't fast forward. They have a beautiful hotel. I have to give Shannon, the VP at Camus Winery, a shout out because that's one of my all-time favorite wines. And she hooked me the F up. It was insane. Gave me like 5 bottles of wine. I threw out like half of my clothes just to fit in the wine. And if anyone knows Shannon, tell her to get a hold of me because I want to send her something. Anyways, so we were at the hotel. Sean recycled the balloons I got him for his birthday. I don't know if you guys remember this. I posted on Instagram. I'll refresh the old memory. For Sean's 31st birthday, I got him 32 balloons, like the number 32. And I got home and I set them up and I was like, oh, damn it. He's 31. Fiance of the Year Award. But I ran with a joke and then he recycled them and set them up in our hotel room. So when I woke up 32, the balloons were all like crinkled and deflated, hanging on the TV. Ugh, touche, Sean B. I have to tell you guys this. When I went on the show as The Bachelorette, my family was so worried that I would feel pressure from the show to just like get engaged to any old guy and settle. Like, duh, did they not know me? I wouldn't do that. And they worried I wouldn't find a guy who, A, like appreciated my weirdness and loved me for all of my weirdness, and B, they worried that I wouldn't find someone who could keep up with me. It's like a genuine concern of theirs, like some worry, like, will they? No, they were worried that he would appreciate my weirdness. So when they met Sean, he was being such a polite gentleman, like obviously trying to be on his best behavior on national television. And they said to him, like, hey, like, do you think you can handle Caitlin? I'm pretty sure every single one of my family members asked if he would be able to handle me. He's probably so scared. He's like, yeah. And once the show finished airing, we could finally like be together. We could like show our love on Snapchat and all the social media stuff, and our family could see us in real life. They were so relieved. Mom told them, like, I worried if you could keep up. And she said to Sean, not only do you keep up, but sometimes you are one step ahead of her. And it's so true. He freaking loves my weirdness. He laughs with me. He laughs at me. I'm totally fine with that. I like when people laugh at me because I'd rather be funny than pretty, to be honest with you. I think it's the biggest compliment in the world when people tell me I'm funny. But he totally keeps up. Anyways, moral of the story is Sean B is the bomb and Napa Valley probably ran out of wine. I will be going back. That is my Disneyland. Okay, let's get to my guests. Enough bragging. We have actress and blogger Becca Tobin, clothing designer Jack Vanek, and entertainment reporter Kelty Knight, who make up the Lady Gang podcast. I could not be happier to chat with these ladies. I feel like they're just as unfiltered as I am. How are we doing, ladies? Do you have wine in hand is my first question.
We're so drunk.
Shut up. Are you really?
Wine.
Nuh-uh. Do you promise?
Caitlin B. Mm-hmm. Why do you still call Sean B Sean B?
It's my favorite thing in the world.
It stuck. I don't know why. It just stuck. Like, there was only 2 Seans on my season, and the first one was actually Canadian and kicked off night 1. And then Sean was still Sean B for the rest of the season. We didn't get it, but it stuck.
It's for the rest of the season and for the rest of your life.
And for the rest of his career of living, he will be Sean B. I think it's a cute nickname, though, don't you?
I love it. I think I write back to every single story that you post saying he's Sean B.
Oh, I love it. I feel like it was so long ago that I was on your podcast.
It was when you talked about having sex on an airplane, remember?
Oh, I did share that secret with you guys. Well, you guys are like, you know when you go on like Howard Stern and then you leave and you're like, oh man, did I just say that? But I had a great time. That's how I felt that happened on your guys' podcast. I was like, man, I had a great time, but what did I just say?
That's what we do. We like get you liquored up and really comfortable to share secrets, and then you forget that like hundreds of thousands of people are listening.
And well, then it's just all regret.
Guess what? That's what I'm best at, okay? Getting liquored up and making bad decisions. Yep. So thank you for making me feel at home.
Sad one night stand.
But Caitlin, the best part I remember when you came on the Lady Gang was that you were like, someone was getting married the next day. It was like a big secret wedding that you were in LA for, right?
Yeah.
Jaden Tanner?
It was Jaden Tanner.
Yeah. But you had like the fiercest, darkest, just spray tan body. And you were like, I'm so sorry. And you could like smell the spray tan. You know when you just get it done and then you have to wait like 24 hours to shower?
Yeah.
You were like hour 1, but you were
so dark, quite Donald Trumpy orange.
I was such a shade of Donald Trump, and I was like proud of it too, because I was all stressed out and like skinny and super over tanned. I'm like, you know what? I'm very Hollywood right now. Okay.
I was proud of you. You fit right in.
Thanks.
When are you getting married? Can we come?
Yeah, of course. I told you that right on your podcast. You're definitely going to be on the guest list. And I don't know about a...
If... 58.
What?
Fuck. Honestly, Caitlin, Drucus Harrison, the lady gang should officiate your wedding.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. You'll have to fight him for that because I think... Well, guess what? The contract's up July 27th. So technically, you could instead of him if we get married after that, which we will.
Done.
We're accept.
Don't worry. Are you going to televise it? I feel like you should take that money, girl. Why are you not getting married on TV?
Hey, that's a great question. And I think I put it out there maybe too often that I'm like, hello, ABC, like, you guys there?
They don't want your wedding? What?
No, of course they want your wedding.
Well,
Caitlin, you're playing this all wrong. You have to pretend like it's the most private thing. You don't want any eyes in there.
Oh.
You like really play it up so that ABC is like, we want her.
It's like reverse psychology and then have some secret that you don't want to get out.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm so mad at myself. You're so right. I did it all wrong.
Well, we can start over like right now. Like, who wants to televise the wedding? Ew.
No, thanks. Not for me.
We want five people, the lady gang and our two assistants and Chris Harrison.
And Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison can come, but no social media of any kind.
No, ew. Ew, I don't want any kind of attention on our wedding.
Your wedding hashtag be Sean B and me, though.
we'll run it by Sean B, see what he says.
I'm into that.
Wait, are guys even allowed to have a say when it comes to wedding stuff?
No, nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He'll like it because it has his name. It's nice and narcissistic. And I also feel like you're going to be the kind of bride that wears, like, the really, really
sexy,
slutty lingerie.
Yeah, of course. Like a bodysuit.
Like, all white lace and then has, like, rhinestone bride on the tit.
Do you really think that's something I would wear? I feel like I would wear, like, Converse sneakers and a t-shirt over that.
That's way less fun.
You threw us for a loop there.
You're really disappointed us, Caitlin.
Well, now you put it in my head, and I got to go bodysuit with rhinestones. So I'm not going to rule that out. I want to know, how did you guys create the lady gang? Like, how did you guys all meet and get together?
Basically, we were all unemployed now.
Kelsey and I were working in Hollywood, and we were like, this is such a crock of shit. Nobody gets real. Nobody talks about having sex on airplanes.
Yeah.
Like, they just talk about drinking water and doing yoga. So we were like, let's create a podcast where all these girls can come and we can take advantage of their vulnerability and get them to spill.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, but we need someone to give us some street cred. Like, we need some.
Becca and I are so thirsty.
Yeah, we are. So we were like, how do we get a boss babe? And that was Jack, who's like an entrepreneurial, like not in the Hollywood scene, mm-hmm. like boss bitch. And then we went from there and just, here we are a year and a half later.
And then I completely stole your idea and started my podcast where I'm like, I'm going to start a podcast where girls can feel empowered to talk about sex.
We told you to start one.
You actually, I'm saying this, everybody hear it here. You guys are the reason I wanted to start a podcast. I had so much fun with you guys and I loved what you were doing. And I'm like, this is so up my alley. Like right now I'm drinking wine in my sweatpants. I have UGG slippers on and a hat and no makeup and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Dude, it's the best. Nobody can see how ugly you look.
Until you post pictures of whoever you have a guest with and they're all dolled up and you're like, ah, damn it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. We've embraced it.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Is the greatest, and we're so happy to welcome you to the podcasting world.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and it feels right.
I was jealous when you were number one on iTunes, though, because we only got to number 8, and I was like, fuck that bitch.
Oh,
but then I was like, fine.
Kelsey
okay.
had a freak out.
Did you have a meltdown?
But our friend Lauren Everett, who does the Skinny Confidential, pointed something out the other day at dinner, and she was like, you know, she's been, like, in the blogger community. Kelsey and I have been in Hollywood. I'm an actress. And, like, we've never been in a place like podcasting where mm-hmm. women actually are like super supportive. It's the more the merrier. Mm-hmm. And like, it sounds really cheesy. I'm throwing up as I'm saying it, but it really is like an amazing space for women.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And I feel like that's why it feels so right to me. Like just sitting here with a microphone and wine and talking to other ladies like you guys, I'm like, it just feels right, you guys. We're doing big things.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you. You're proud of me / you hated me for a hot minute, but I'll take it. That's.
There was no hate. There's no hate. I don't hate.
I know. I'm just bugging you. I know.
I get jealous. I get determined.
Hey, that's good.
I'm like, ooh, Caitlin's number one. Now we have to create a second podcast and be number two. Number one plus one.
We'll get this one to number one.
Jack and I were proud of you. Don't think that this is the whole lady gang talking. Yeah.
Two out of three. That's
Jack and I were like, oh my God, that's so cool for Caitlin. Kelsey's like, oh my God, we need to be number one.
Well, you guys deserve it.
I'm happy for you.
Hey, two out of three is pretty good for the lady gang.
It is. You're used to women being shady and hating each other.
Yeah, at least we're upfront about it.
What? I've never experienced another woman hating me in my whole career.
Uh-huh.
Especially not on social media.
Never. Social media is a space where we all support each other.
Positivity. Caitlin, do you think that other women try to have sex with Sean B?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like the Despo ones on like sliding into his DMs, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure there's so many slides into the DMs.
Oh, so many sliders. But you know what? Not once have I ever questioned it, which... Every other relationship in my life, I'd probably be like, well, let me see your inbox. I haven't questioned him once on it.
Have you looked?
No, never. I've never looked through his phone. I've never looked in his DMs. There's just no part
of me. Don't go telling the world that, Caitlin.
Oh, great. I'm just opening up doors for more nudies
You're just
to him.
Opening it up. You might as well just put his penis on eBay right now.
Dang it. Well,
you need to say that you control his phone. And so all these like shady girls think that when they're DMing him, they're actually DMing
you guys. Why am I so vulnerable and honest?
You're doing it all wrong.
I'm doing it all wrong. And this is why I get in trouble. And oh my gosh, I just have too much trust in my fiance. It's terrible.
Too much trust in that. You're like asking ABC to put on your wedding on television, which they're,
talk about thirsty.
Cooler.
Yeah.
I gotta play it way cooler. I'm embarrassed. I'm better than this.
We can teach you.
Yeah, I gotta tighten up my game. You guys can help me. I'm tightening up my game. I'm not impressed with myself right now.
Have you ever called the paparazzi on yourself yet?
You know what? I didn't even know that was a thing until Spencer Pratt.
How great is Spencer Pratt, by the way?
Oh, just one of my favorite human beings. Ever.
He's the best person I think I've ever met.
I wish that I had known him when I got married. He would have officiated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, see?
You know what? We're out.
Yeah.
Now you're not playing it cool because now I'm going to go to Spencer to do my wedding.
Do it.
No, but Spencer will definitely accept because he's accepting any and all offers.
Which I love because we get to reap the benefits.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It was so fun to have you. Can you come back? And he's like, yeah, when? He's like, I'm not doing anything for sure. I feel like every podcast that we ever do from now on, we should talk about Spencer Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's our duty.
We need to, like, build his following back up on Instagram and, like, get him out there again because he deserves, like, the world needs to know about him.
I agree. More than they already do. We should be his tiger mom. What's a tiger mom?
Yeah, what
like
is that?
A stage mom that you like really like
aggressive.
You know, it's like that girl Maddie, her mom from Dance Mom.
Oh,
real tiger mom. Like that's what I want to do for Spencer.
We would make so much money if we became like his dance moms.
Let's do it.
We could buy so many crystals.
He sent me a thing of his crystals in the mail. I got it yesterday. I'm pretty excited, but I don't understand it. But I'm excited.
It's magical and it manifests great things.
Yeah, you just gotta hold them and try to wish for something good. <like this. laughs>
Wow, stop selling. You've already sold.
We can sell Spencer, but we can't sell his crystal.
Yeah, we're gonna have to work on that.
We have them at our podcast studio and they just sit around when we podcast.
Well, Kelsey's done asking you her interview questions. Do you want to take back your podcast?
I'm sorry. I was excited.
I like it. You know what? There's a lot of pressure as a host, like especially one against three. I'm like, I love if you guys like, you know, you want to just ask me questions. We can do that too.
Don't worry, that's Kelsey's go-to.
Wait, can I ask you one more question? And
please.
Then you can do whatever you were going to do.
Please.
What do you think of all this Bachelor in Paradise drama?
Oh, my God.
Okay, is it done, though, or is it back on? Why am
it's
I not keeping
back
up?
On.
It's on?
Like all back to Mexico.
Okay, so here's my question.
Mario.
So are they also going back or probably not?
I don't know.
If Corinne goes back, it's the biggest mistake she'll ever make.
I know.
Or it was a huge publicity, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, but if it's for publicity, like why would she go back to this place she's saying is like the most horrible place?
Yeah, that's
on
true.
Earth?
That you know I'm not good at this stuff.
Home.
That's true. So they're just gonna like pick up where they left off or what?
I guess. See, that's what I don't know. How are they going to do that on TV where it's like, okay, obviously the first couple days were like weeks before this like crazy incident and then you have to pick it up like nothing happened?
Yeah, or will they just start fresh and be like, haha, just kidding, nothing happened, I don't know what you're talking about.
We all haven't made out with each other like 5 times.
Yeah. Did she put her vagina in his face? Did I hear that correctly?
There's a lot of allegedly.
Allegedly, exactly. Who really knows? I feel like nobody will ever know what happened that day in paradise.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Regarding that.
Bring on the questions, guys.
Did you feel comfortable with like production and all that kind of stuff on your season? Because that was like such a huge thing with the Bachelor in Paradise stuff is like they weren't taking care of them and all that kind of shit.
You know what? I did for the most part. I'm trying to think like I did until I watched it back and then I was like, oh, wait, should I have? But I mean, for the most part, yes, because I think also people have to own what they do when they drink as well.
Right.
I think people have to own what they do when they drink, but also producers should know when to step in, which I think on the Bachelor in Paradise situation, from what it sounds like, they didn't have to step in. So on mine, I'm like, well, I mean, I did feel pretty comfortable with all of them.
Right. Did you ever get blackout drunk?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, really?
I feel like they never show that. Yeah.
Well, because I'm pretty sure that, like, it was like on a Sunday day off, I'd like drown my sorrows and get blackout. Like, I'm not sure if it was necessarily on camera. Like, on camera, I would definitely drink heavily. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Damn it. Damn it. I'm so vulnerable with you guys.
Yeah. Gotcha, girl.
Hey, guess what? I'm reversing it because now I have questions for you guys.
Okay. All right.
No, but this isn't actually a question. It's more of a fun fact that Kelty and I actually go way back. We talked about this on your guys' podcast, that we go back to when, like, I'm pretty sure we were babies, like in diapers, and our moms were best friends. Were they not in each other's wedding parties?
My mom didn't have a wedding party.
Okay, so she was in mine. She was in my mom's wedding party.
I wouldn't doubt it. So your mom, the trifecta of three best adult friends. My mom was the receptionist at the dance studio.
Yes.
Your mom and Nancy, the other friend, like, taught at or something?
Yes.
But, like, I think your mom's a little bit of a tiger mom. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, she grew up a professional ballerina. Of course she is.
Yeah, she was so, like, she was a real scene stealer on your season of The Bachelorette.
She really was.
Went for it. And I was like, yes, work those lashes, mom.
Oh, and she continues to do so on my Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like,
she's a real tiger. I like her, though.
Oh, yeah, she's a firecracker. That's.
You know, we were child models together.
Yes. We.
Models.
Yes.
Yeah. At the Edmonton Convention. So, do you remember this?
Yes, but I think it was more my sister. But yes, we were all in it together.
Wait, you weren't in it?
I was, but I was like 2. Can you even be a child model at 2?
I think you were that pretty, Caitlin. I just remember it was to Mr. Sandman, give me a treat, or whatever that song is.
A dream.
And I was wearing a plaid kilt and a hot pink sweater set with a tie, and I had a bowl cut.
Do you have a picture of this?
I'm going to ask my mom to find a photo so that we can, like, Instagram and tweet it out. Because I think it would be really funny.
Because my mom said to give you a like, over-the-phone hug, and she was like, I'm going to go through all of our pictures and find a picture of you and Kelty. I'm like, well, I think people will just believe us if I say it. But I would also really love a picture of you in a kilt with a bowl cut.
Okay. Should we, I thought a lot when you started to get famous, like, should I blackmail her and, like, release all of her childhood photos in Touch Weekly? But I didn't. And that's, like, what a good person I am.
You are such a good person. And also, I don't think that would be blackmail. I think people would just be like, wow, they're really cute.
Confidence is key,
Kaylin. You could blackmail me with other photos that are in my phone, but maybe not kid photos
don't think
that
you're gonna get a hacker.
I know.
Well, we'll get into the hacker thing later. I have to bring up your email, Kelty. I have to. Can I?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I love you. You're so fair game. Like, okay, I'm down. Kelty actually told me to not do The Bachelor, and I mean we can all laugh about that now because since we knew each other from growing up and we hadn't talked in years, but I reached out to you with an email saying, like, because you went on The Bachelor on Brad Womack's season. And I was like,
is he still into girls? I'm not
I can sure just see you cringing over there as I say this. So I reached out and I said, hey, I've got this audition. I think I'm going on The Bachelor. I just wanted to know your thoughts. Hadn't talked to you in, like, I don't know, 20 years? Maybe. And here, this is verbatim your email, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no.
My advice is do not do it. It was the single worst experience of my whole life. They lock you in a hotel for 3 days before you go. The whole thing was not about love or meeting someone. It was all drunk girls, producers messing with situations and secrecy. And I've been 100% embarrassed of going on that show every single day afterwards. I lasted 1 week. My guy was most likely gay. And they made me wear double fake arm casts and gross costumes on a date to humiliate me on purpose. It was terrible. I hated it. Go on match.com.
Oh my God.
What?
I love that you still have it.
Of course, I searched for it.
That is such a Kelty email.
It's so Kelty and it's glorious. Like every sentence is just so passionate about me not going on the show. And the fact that you said that, like, stay away, you won't find love, go on match.com, and here I am. Like, it's so funny.
It's pretty funny. That is glorious.
It's really full circle.
Yeah, but I love it, though.
I hated every minute of it. It wasn't for me.
You only left a week, though.
Well, not even a week, because three of the days I was just hidden in the Sheraton Hotel.
But maybe if you lasted a little longer, you would have liked it.
No, you can't last because your guy is a brick wall of sadness. Like, you can't... There's nothing hot about Brad Womack, okay? Let's put that out there.
Like, I thought he was kind of hot.
He wore a lilac purple tie.
I don't know what he looked like.
What man with a giant penis that you want to have sex with is like, hey, let's go on a date. I'm going to wear a lilac purple tie.
How do you know he has a giant penis?
Well, I don't know that he does, but like,
it's like
in my life.
It's like when guys have a huge truck.
Don't wear ties.
like, but I feel like he wasn't hiding it. You know, like when guys have huge trucks with like the big wheels and their trucks all jacked up, you're like, oh, yeah. Small penis. But Brad Womack was kind of like, here, purple lilac tie, small penis. I'm basically putting it out there for you.
I'll tell you the reason that this is not known information that I definitely got kicked off.
Ooh.
Is because that purple tie really got me. and I was like, I don't know about this.
You weren't into it.
In passing, I said, I really like your tie. I think my gay bestie has the same one.
No, you didn't.
And then I feel like he's like, my secret is out.
Oh.
And like, listen, I'm not shaming you. Like, you come out whenever you're ready if you are gay. I don't know, allegedly, maybe. But like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know about that guy. I heard that him and Emily never actually ever had sex.
Really? But is that because she's religious?
Is that who won?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either.
Although I'm happy you went on The Bachelor and then became The Bachelorette.
It worked out for you too, by the way.
Did it?
Well, I mean, you did some pretty big things. Do you think that was because, I think you still would have done them anyways, actually, if you didn't spend one day on The Bachelor. But do you feel like that got you in there at all?
No.
Oh, good for you then.
So I remember being on The Bachelor, and then I was up to, like, be a dancer in the Footloose movie at the same time.
Amazing.
And I was like, ooh, what should I do? And I'm like, I'm going to go on The Bachelor. And then as soon as I got kicked off, I literally called my agent. I was like, can you get me back on the movie? I was, like, already doing it. You know?
I also feel like back when Kelsey was on it, how long ago was
it? It didn't help you.
No,
like,
it,
you
like, hurt
just,
you.
You're right.
You just came out with, like, millions of Instagram followers. And, like, when I was on it, it was like,
you lost your job and then nobody would ever hire you after that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually a really good point. I feel like from when, like, it was more Chris Soule's season on is when social media became a thing, which is right when I got in. So, really, it's not even about who I am at all. It's just timing.
Yeah. Well, and also, you're kind of cool, too. But
cool, yeah. I was just fishing, so thank you for saying that.
You didn't feel like the producers, like, screwed with you at all?
Well, I think that's their job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a producer on any show ever is to screw with anybody because they need to make good TV. I was just the dumbass who fell for it.
Yep.
Blame me.
Old producer.
Blame me. I'm the dummy. I'm the dum-dum. We're going to take a quick break, but I've had a long week. I'm sure you did too. And the last thing I want to do after coming back from a long day is to go home and make dinner, pair it with wine, because it's not just making dinner. Nuh-uh. I have to go to the store. I have to figure out what to make. I have to cut up vegetables and meat, half of which I probably have to throw away anyways because I can't save whatever's left over. Then there's all the dishes. Nope. You know what I'm talking about? Dinner is work, and we don't want to come home to work and do more work. So I was happy to see that my Green Chef box filled with premium, organic, pre-measured, and chopped produce was waiting for me right at my door when I came home. It totally takes the stress out of figuring out our dinner plans and allows Sean and I to have a fun date night at home. So we received this two-person carnivore box, Moroccan beef kebab dish with artichokes, snap peas, and lots of fresh mint, balsamic glazed chicken with pesto and chive creamy polenta, and exciting blackened tuna paired with rice and edamame. Don't they sound amazing? It was so easy to make and took just about 30 minutes. I loved how each recipe came with an easy follow instruction card, ingredients that were labeled by color to make it easy to pair with each recipe. And if you aren't a meat eater or have a special diet, Green Chef offers other meal plans like vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and even paleo. Whoop! And I really love this. Their packaging kept our veggies and meats ice cold and are also 100% recyclable or compostable. I felt great knowing that my food was kept refrigerated in a well-insulated but eco-friendly box, and I'm not throwing my money in the trash. So, if you want easy, delicious, and USDA-certified organic meals delivered straight to your door, visit greenchef.us/vine to get $50 off your first order. That's greenchef.us/vine, V-I-N-E, for $50 off.
Hi guys, it's Becca Tobin,
Kelsey Knight,
and Jack Vanek,
and we are the Lady Gang, as in the Lady Gang podcast. And this summer we have something extra special, not just celebrity interviews, but we are helping you Lady Gang your life / get your shit together. What do we have coming up, Kelsey?
Hormone expert, nutrition expert,
fitness expert,
sex expert,
dermatologist, people shooting up your faces with syringes telling us what it's all about.
It's all the important things you need to Lady Gang your life.
Every Tuesday on Podcast One and Apple
Podcast. Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Jack, I feel like with your fashion line, do you feel like you started the whole sayings on t-shirts and mugs thing?
Oh, God, no. I mean, there's
really?
Yes, you did.
I feel like you did.
She did.
I mean, well, there's been graphic tees since people had t-shirts.
But they weren't cool.
But they, I think, like, in a sense of the...
I'm so sorry. Becca just went in my bathroom and there's poop in my...
Who's poop is that?
Oh, the most candid podcast ever.
Leftover!
It's a rabbit turd. It's not me.
Who's poop is it?
I let so many people use this bathroom. It might be mine, honestly. I don't know.
Well, at least it's little rabbit turds. That's cute of you.
Sorry, Kaylin. We have to...
No, this is amazing.
Podcast.
Trust me, I'm loving every second of this. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Shit everywhere.
Thank you for being so honest.
Brand.
I don't even know where to
pee. You need to pee?
Yeah.
Go pee.
I'm scarred now.
From a tiny... Just pee in the
You're fine. On tiny turd. Are you going to have children?
Oh, my God. She's such a wimp. Just one
oh
little tiny
gosh. I'm dying.
Becca hasn't lived before. You haven't, like, seen a big turd and peed right on top of it.
Oh,
yeah. God. Are you even really alive?
Have you lived?
Well, she has now. She's seen Kelty's rabbit turds. She's lived now.
Anyway, sorry, Caitlin. Sorry, back to Jack. Sorry for the interruption.
Hey, that can be put on a t-shirt, maybe. You haven't lived until you see rabbit turds.
Yeah, I'm sure that will sell one to Kelsey.
Kelsey, did you just burp?
No, I'm laughing.
Oh, I thought I heard a burp, and I was really happy about it. Okay, but no, I'm being serious. I feel like you made the t-shirt thing cool.
I think maybe with social media and, you know, the whole wave of, like, how, like, millennials are very, like, self-deprecating, the whole meme sort of driven lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that me creating my clothing line, again, it's like how you were just, you know, the timing was right for you. So for me, like, when I started this, my brand, it was, like, around the same time that social media was really, like, taking a hold of everything. And because of that, I kind of rode that wave of, like, how can I make fun of myself the most on a t-shirt where everybody can see it?
But they're all so relatable. And I feel like you're, like, you're making money off your sass. And so are we all. So let's cheers to that. Are you guys still drinking?
Yes.
Wait, I have to fill up my wine glass.
Please, fill it up.
I'll fill ours.
What are you drinking, white or red?
Red. What about you guys? Rosé?
Ooh, always rosé.
Always.
Drinking red at... Yeah.
What, are you judging me for that?
Well, I have a rule where I don't drink red unless it's dark outside.
But why?
I don't know. Well, I usually only drink red before I go to sleep or sometimes at dinner.
Oh, you're classy like that.
Red during the day. My girlfriend, I went to go meet her at like 10 a.m. for brunch, and she was drinking red wine with her blinds closed.
Ugh.
That's the most depressing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that. I mean, I'll give her that. But I feel like red's my thing. I love rosé, but I'm like, I don't care what time of day it is. I'm drinking.
Girl, you do you.
Red,
you
do white, rosé. Yeah, thank you. I will do me. I will do me. Okay, and I have to get to Becca. Becca, you were on Glee, which was obviously the most popular show on TV at one point. Did you sing and dance your whole life?
I did. I wanted to be on Broadway, like, since I was, like, 6 years old. So basically us, but she did it.
But she actually did it. You didn't have to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah, but that would have been the next step, I think. actually, it could be my next step currently. I'm not sure.
Hey.
My husband hates me.
Wait, what? Why does he hate you?
No, he doesn't.
Because you don't talk about poop.
I mean, does Sean B ever get upset with you for like dishing all of your details on the podcast?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I don't think he doesn't like get angry, but he's just like, I mean, maybe don't go there. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
That's like my husband. He's like, really? You had to? And I'm like, I had to.
But how long have you guys been together?
We've only been married for like 6-7 months, and then before that we were together like a year and a half.
Oh, okay. So yeah, what you're saying is anytime soon Sean's gonna get really fed up with me.
You know what, actually I think over time I've just beaten him down so much that it gets easier. So
is that the trick?
Yeah, it's the trick.
Just beat him down.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, I can't tell you how many times I've said to him, like, this is who you married, you know. I have no filter.
Sorry.
I'm gonna embarrass you, embarrass me, definitely embarrass our future children.
Yep.
Maybe even your family.
That is so me too. But do you care if he was to do those kinds of things?
No. Like, you can't embarrass me.
Oh. Well, then that works.
Yeah. You have to, like, if you dish it out, you have to be able to take it.
See, I'm really bad at that.
I used to be really bad at it, but then it was like, you know, I wanted to keep up the bad behavior, and I knew that was the only way that I could do it.
Well, it is probably why he fell in love with you.
Exactly. And that's another thing that I say. I'm like, really? Do you want me to be Jackie O? Because I think you'd be bored.
Exactly. I say this stuff all the time. I'm like, you would be bored if it wasn't like this. I keep him on his toes, and he secretly loves it.
Exactly.
But he also, like I said, he can keep up. And where are you from?
I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, you're a little Southern Belle? Is that... I'm Canadian. Is that considered Southern?
Yeah. For sure.
You love country music?
I've said this like 800 times. Jack steals my thunder with like all of her passions. Like, I've loved Larry David since the moment I watched Seinfeld.
Yes.
Suddenly we have a podcast and that's all Jack can talk about. And then when I mention it once, everybody's like, what? And now I'm like, I love country music. Like, Miranda Lambert is my spirit animal. Yet they're like shocked right now. They don't even know me, Caitlin. Can I join your Off the Vine podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. You can be my co-host from here on out.
Oh my God, thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. It was nice knowing you.
They don't even know me, Caitlin.
Miranda Lambert is on my guest wish list for my podcast.
Oh my God. She's everything. She's everything.
But I'm not going to lie, you guys were too. I had a list of 10 and you're on there.
We're so easy.
You're like the Spencer Pratt, but I feel like, oh, he's gonna get so mad that I just said that. But I feel like I was really excited to have you guys on because I feel like you guys are like similar to me, where you'll just go there, and so I'm like, this couldn't be a better dream team right now.
I know, you have to come back on our podcast now that you have your own, and we can like really get in there.
And now I'm not so much a rookie. Well, I'm still kind of a rookie, but I'm starting to figure out this whole podcast thing and that you got to give the people what they want. And sometimes that hurts husband's feelings, okay?
Yeah. but we're paying the bills. So, like,
Who run the world, girls? But Glee was like super popular. But my favorite TV show, as anyone ever knows, I talk about this more than I should, is Family Guy. And I'm not kidding you. The other night, like 3 nights ago, I was laying in bed watching Family Guy, and Becca, your name popped up on an episode.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we know.
I know, because so every week Kelsey comes in with like a new Life and Style or Star magazine, like bullshit laminated.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, guys, I'm in it this week. Meanwhile, she pays a publicist to like get her. That's the job. That's the woman's only job. So, like, I love it when I can trump Kelsey's fame and not even have to try.
Yes.
So when I heard about the Family Guy episode, I was like, thank you, God, for shining down your light on me.
Because tell us what it was for.
I think, wasn't it when all the nude photos got leaked and, like, my name came up or something?
Yeah, I mean, we were with, like, Jennifer Lawrence or something.
Yeah, same as.
Okay, it was actually such a glorious moment because they were like doing an episode on how like family, like Peter Griffin's son sent out a nudie to somebody and they're like, don't worry, it worked out for. And then they just listed a butt ton of like names from Hollywood. And you were right in there with good company. You were like under Kim Kardashian in the list of people whose nudies leaked and how it worked for them.
What I want to know is how it has worked for me. My vagina is all over the internet, and I have yet to get one job from it.
Oh, dang, really?
Yeah, I should be giving out blowjobs, not nude posts.
I bet you got a lot of DMs, though.
I did get a lot of DMs, that's true.
Any good ones?
Capital D.
Hard DMs. Are you proud of your nudes? Because you look hot.
Yeah, you look good.
Not the Christmas one.
Here's the thing about
Christmas.
Yeah, I was like, Merry Christmas to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you wearing a Santa hat?
I was in a Santa hat and like furry boots.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is me. I don't want to see, but I do.
A furry vagina. They're still on the internet. It's Becca took nude photos, you guys.
I definitely Googled it and I was not mad. Because nobody really, who takes a bad nudie and saves it?
That's true.
Many people. There were a lot of those girls who had some nasty nudes.
But do they think so or do we just think so?
Maybe it just us.
I think that as like a general rule, you have to assume that your nude is going to be leaked somehow to make it look good. Yeah.
But here's the thing, guys. I took these photos in a time long before hacking and long before I was ever anybody of note. And I use that very like lightly because I'm barely of note now. But like I was, in my defense, very young and like very obscure. So
how did it happen? Someone hacked your phone?
Someone hacked my cloud. So like,
Oh yeah.
Thank God the last nude photo I took was when I was, 25 years old.
Oh.
Because, yeah.
When your gear was nice and tight.
Exactly. Like, it's never been tighter. So, I mean, I'm happy about that.
Yes.
I don't even take nude photos anymore because they can't match up to that.
And, I mean, Seth MacFarlane knew who you were and announced you on his show. And, I mean, I'll happily toss out a nudie for Seth MacFarlane to mention my name on Family Guy.
Maybe I should call Seth and be like, remember when you said big things happen to these women?
Yeah.
Can you make that happen?
Just be like a guest voice now on the show for like a solid year and say that he owes you that.
Caitlin, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, I'm learning from the best, you guys.
Yes. Yes.
I'm learning from
that's a real Kelsey Knight move.
That's a real Kelsey Knight move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before I ask the ladies my next question, I have something to ask all you ladies out there. Who doesn't like flowers? I mean, nothing makes me smile more than when Sean surprises me with a bouquet of my favorite flowers. Not roses, anything but roses. And nothing goes better with a bottle of wine than a lovely bouquet. But here's the thing. There's nothing more impossible than getting a decent bouquet these days. You're lured in with a $19.99 advertised price. That's reasonable. Then bam, you're hit with a $94 bill at checkout. Those hidden fees leave you with a big bill and even bigger disappointment when your flowers show up looking different than the pictures and about to die the moment you open the box. Bouques.com is a better way to buy flowers. The Bouques company offers fully transparent pricing and an incredible curated selection of flowers starting at $40, including free weekday delivery anywhere in the U.S. Each bouque is responsibly grown on eco-friendly farms with a simplified delivery process that results in fresher flowers at your doorstep. From same-day gestures to the most special occasions, the Bouques company offers beautiful, long-lasting blooms and an easy, attractive shopping experience designed with you and your recipients in mind. Order now and enjoy 15% off your purchase. Visit Bouques.com and use the code VINE at checkout. That's Bouques.com, code VINE at checkout for 15% off. You're welcome. So you two, so Kelty and Becca are married. Jack, are you in a relationship?
I am as single as can be. So if you know any hotties that you want to hook me up with.
And are you loving every second of it? Yes
and
no?
Yes. I mean, dating is interesting. I love being single, and I date a lot, mostly for the stories.
But your single life is, look at your Instagram. You have a great Instagram.
Thanks, girl. I have to find, like, some replacements for my old Instagram husband, so that's kind of hard, but other than that.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can find a new one.
Oh, easy as hell. Any of my friends. I'm like, no, you're my Instagram husband now. Sorry.
Does Sean B. have any hot friends that are tall? Jack is a tall guy.
I feel like he doesn't. Wait.
What the hell?
I shouldn't say that. He does, but they're taken. I know. And the ones who aren't taken are not taken for a reason.
That's what I say about Jack.
But they're great guys. They're just like, you would know if you met them. But I shouldn't talk. Like, I absolutely love them, but I don't mean. I hope they're not listening.
They're going to figure it out who you're talking about.
I'm scared. But that's what I was just laughing, thinking about the nudie photos, because Kelty and I had this conversation about how it's either like suicide career or it makes you. But sounds like to you, it didn't do anything. So that's kind of good, too.
Which is worse, I think. It's like where I've lived my whole life, just in the middle,
in a limbo.
But don't you think that's kind of like a happy place to live?
I didn't feel sad or happy. I just felt
I didn't make anyone's day or
like,
ruin it.
It's like a bad piece of art.
You made my day.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
You also made Sean B's day.
Oh, did Sean B see my nude photos?
I accidentally Googled it right in front of him.
Looking at Beckett's open porn with the Sean
B. Oh, my God. I feel so, like, important right now.
I thought you were going to say, like, violated, but important's good.
No, important. Just super important.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have something. We were talking about, staying relevant. Maybe a nudie could get you there. But speaking of being relevant, I got a mean tweet the other day. Actually, it was just yesterday, I think. This lady, first of all, her name was D. Nutter, which is hilarious. She said, I'm still trying hard to figure out why you are relevant. Hashtag no offense.
Okay.
Can we just laugh about that for a second?
We had someone, a hater troll is what we call them, mm-hmm. like make fun of us for not being relevant.
Yeah.
So like in the beginning of the Lady Gang, it was like the running joke about like being relevant. So that word is just like our least favorite word in the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
But also hashtag no offense, kind of amazing.
I'm like, oh, okay, no offense. Okay, then I won't take any.
I think I'm going to just like start walking around insulting people. You look fat. Hashtag no offense.
Yeah, oh exactly. Because then it doesn't matter. But I'm like, you follow me and you're tweeting me. I'm pretty sure I'm still relevant to you.
I'm pretty relevant.
What I would do is if I was me mm-hmm. and like hopefully this will be me at some point, I would just like just send back photos of you on the cover of magazines.
I don't think that's a good idea, Caitlin.
But there isn't any of me on covers of magazines.
On the cover of People magazine. magazine.
Wait, so do you write back to these hate tweets, or do you just
only sometimes? There are so many where I'll just mute because they're very transparent, and I'm like, clearly you're trying to get a rise out of me. I'm not paying attention to you. But ones where I like click on their profile and it says like Christian mother of four, which is exactly what this lady's profile said, then I'll like quote it and I'll be like, oh, like, you're so good at Twitter, or something, like, clapback-ish.
That's good.
And it's funny because...
I like quoting people's profile. It's like...
Oh, that's my favorite.
Bio.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, what would Jesus do? I bet he wouldn't tweet me something mean.
No one's as relevant as Jesus, I guess.
Sorry, I didn't die on the cross for your sins.
Hashtag no offense.
I think that you should do a segment on your podcast where you call out, like, you know how they do the mean tweet?
We should do that, too.
Hey, yeah. I think it should be a thing.
Thank you for segueing me into my next segment.
You're welcome.
It's called Twitter Trolls or Clapback Goals, okay? You guys have... Oh, that landed. That landed.
That was great.
Thank you. Thought of it about an hour before I got here. As soon as I started drinking wine, I was like, ooh, I got it. Okay, so I'm going to read you... a few tweets, and you have to tell me if it was a Twitter troll or a clapback goal, okay?
Okay.
You look like a thumb, and this makes me happy, you finger-looking head ass.
Ooh.
That's real.
All I can think about is Megan Fox's thumb, and that is...
Yeah, go Google that, and then Becca's nudies.
All that makes me think of is how Mama June kind of looks like a thumb.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, totally. So do you think it's a clapback from somebody, or do you think it's... I'm going to give you a hint. They're all Chrissy Teigen's clapbacks. So is that a clapback or a Twitter troll?
For me, that's a Twitter troll.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're all in Twitter troll?
I think so. Kelsey, oh, she didn't hear it. She was pooping.
Sorry. Another one?
I do want to let you know that my toilet is actually broken because I just flushed it three times. So
then you're forgiven. You're forgiven. Okay, so
do you guys like poop jokes or no?
What?
No.
Me neither. I don't even like a poop joke. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Are you kidding me? I'm Family Guy, like, hugest Family Guy fan. I love a good poop joke.
I don't think that was a poop joke, me finding a turd in your toilet.
That was just honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to go with Twitter troll on that one for you guys, and I'm going to tell you the truth. It was a clapback.
Was it?
Yes, Chrissy Teigen said that to somebody. I'm not sure what their tweet was to her, but she responded with, "You look like a thumb. This makes me happy. You finger-looking head ass." Yes.
I love her.
I know, it's the best.
Wow.
Okay, Kelty, do you know the game, or were you pooping?
Yes, no, I know the game.
Okay, here's the next one. Disgusting. We are ashamed she is one of us.
Oh, that's a troll.
This is all to Chrissy Teigen?
No, it's all either tweets or clapbacks. It's not all to Chrissy Teigen. She just had the best clapbacks. Yeah.
Oh, that's a troll. Yeah, that's definitely a troll.
Yeah, you're right. That was a troll to me. Disgusting. We're ashamed she is one of us. Talking about me being Canadian.
Canadians are so nice, though.
Yeah.
Why would they be embarrassed?
If I could even show you this guy's... It was a guy, and if I could show you his profile with his girlfriend, we could all have a good laugh at it. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. Get a job and stop living off welfare paid by us.
It sounds like a Republican troll.
That's a troll. Troll.
It was a troll. You're all right. That was, again, another one. These are all directed at me, but Chrissy has the best clapback.
You? That you're on welfare?
Yeah, obviously they don't know. They don't know how the world of social media works.
Oh, because they don't think you have a job, but your job is actually just being you. You're probably making like 10 times more money than they are.
Exactly. Yeah, that's sure. That's one of the ones I mute, and that's why I'm not giving them their Twitter names, because I don't want to give them that attention.
Yeah, no. Oh, good call.
Okay, this is one of my personal favorites. Ready?
Yep.
Botox won't help fix your hideous oversized teeth and non-existent tits.
Ooh.
Actually, by the way, Botox can fix big teeth because it can make your lip go down a little bit over your teeth.
Oh, I'm aware. How do you think I fixed my hideous oversized teeth?
This one's also directed towards you.
This is definitely directed towards you.
I just gave it away, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think it's a troll.
You're right. Okay, here's the last one. So then don't tweet about it, you twat.
You. That's
a clap back to you. You're talking
you.
About...
Sounds like some
or did Chrissy Teigen write that to someone?
Yes, that was a Chrissy Teigen clapback.
I love the term twat.
And it's so good.
You twat.
I know. It's one of my favorite ones. And the fact that I air my podcasts on Tuesday and that my finishing line is see you next Tuesday makes me like so happy about everything.
Wait, that's what we do.
That's our line.
What? No, it's not.
You feeling bitch.
Okay, yeah. Wait. I
At
feel
the
like...
end of every Lady Gang episode, we say see you next Tuesday together.
No, you...
In unison.
Okay.
You said it. You were there when we said it.
I probably subconsciously stole it from you without even realizing, because when they said we're releasing my podcast on Tuesday, I'm like, this is perfect.
Caitlin.
Oh, I'm such a stealer.
See you next Tuesday. Hashtag Lady Gang. Please listen to them.
See you next Tuesday after you listen to the Lady Gang first.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? That's fair.
Perfect.
That's
you can give us a little promo and we'll let you keep it.
That's fair. And that's also how you play Twitter trolls or clapback goals. And oh my gosh, what a perfect way to end this podcast by giving you guys a shout out. Tell us where we can find you other than at the Lady Gang.
Well, if you want to follow Becca on Instagram, you can see her very long and super cunty Instagram name at Becca. At Becca. She's just at Becca, like B-E-C-C-A. Who's the most important Becca of all? Just at Becca.
That's pretty good.
Jack at Jack Bannock.
And buy her clothes.
And honestly, Caitlin, the last time you Instagrammed something about me, I don't remember what it was. I got like 700 new followers and it was like a glorious day for me. So please, all of your followers, come follow me so I can feel important. Thanks.
Anything
that was, like, makes me want to follow you.
Wait, I thought you were the one teaching me how to play it cool.
Yeah, right? She can't. When it comes to Instagram, she's no cool.
Yeah, I'm no cool.
Whatever. Anyway, our Instagram is at the Lady Gang. And our website's ladygang.com. And our episodes for our podcast also come out on Tuesdays. So we'll see you next Tuesday.
You just hang up on me. See you next Tuesday. Yeah. Bye. Click.
The exact same places you found this podcast.
Oh, man.
You can get ours.
I do. I do highly, highly recommend listening to your podcast, because I'm slowly like going there with my podcast and I'm slowly trying to be like unfiltered and more offside. You guys go there and I one day hope to have the balls that you guys do.
Well, just come visit us whenever you want.
Yeah, we'll give you a crash course.
With wine, obviously. Rosé, not red, depending on the time.
Yes. Sun's out, it's rosé.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I love it. Thank you guys so much for being my guest today. That was way too much fun. And now I feel like any other guest I have, I'm just going to expect that level of honesty.
We'll get ready to be disappointed.
Good luck.
I will promote the out of you guys on my Instagram. We'll get you some followers, Kelty. Don't worry about it. And guess what? We'll see you
next
Tuesday. Hashtag the Lady Gang. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and if you guys don't want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, go to podcastone.com, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or download the new PC One app. But I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Hey guys, it's Caitlin. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Off the Vine. I wanted to let you in on a little secret to buying your next car. There's something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. It's not just new cars. You can use TrueCar to find a used car too. In fact, there are over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. Whether you are looking to buy new or used, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through our TrueCar certified dealer network. You'll see what other people paid for the car you want so you can know what a fair price is. With TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick, easy buying experience and easily find the new or used car you want. Once you register, you'll see a real price on actual inventory. This is competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot, so you know you're getting the car you want, not the one you weren't promised. Over 3 million cars have been sold to True Car users by the over 13,000 True Car certified dealer network. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Hey guys, it's Richard Blaze.
And I'm Jasmine Blaze.
Join us every week for our show on Podcast One called Starving for Attention.
We're talking to anyone and everyone in the culinary industry.
We're going to hear some spontaneous back of house conversation about what it takes to make it in different parts of the food business, global trends, and where the industry overlaps with entertainment.
And play along with our games, trivia, and wacky moments.
Pull up a seat every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.